This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
All righty. Welcome back. We, I don't know how long we're going to go till, but we will go till at least till 2. Kurt Heelan, by the way, is going to join us at 1:30. So we'll talk a little basketball with Kurt Heelan from Pro Basketball Talk or NBC Sports and all that good stuff. Looking forward to having him on as always, and looking forward to a little playoffs. No, and I'm dead serious. You're saving lives, but you're not only are you saving lives, you're also saving sports. That's all I'm saying. You know, you now everybody doesn't like sports. We are the minority, and maybe a lot of those people that were in that pool in the Ozarks don't care about sports. And those kids that were all on top of each other making it rain in Daytona, they don't like sports. It seems like the people in North Carolina that were all bunched up on top of each other in the stands watching auto racing, that's a sport, I would imagine, but they don't realize nobody wearing masks. You know, I'm just saying.
If we want to continue on the progress made and continue more open, blah, stay the, you know, I've got to be, do it smart.
Yeah. Yesterday, by the way, I ran into the Dolphins-Bears game from 85. And have you seen that video on YouTube?
I've watched, yeah.
You have not. Dude, they digitalized it.
Oh.
And I was
watching. Haven't seen the new one. I've seen the old, you know.
Right.
The grainy, yeah.
You got to watch it now. They cleaned it up, and I was trying to look for myself in the stands.
So Nat Moore standing in the back of the end zone for the longest tip pass in history.
It looked so sweet yesterday, bro. It was so fun to see, like, Danny, like, in bright colors. If you have not seen that game, because they cleaned it up. Let me see if I have it here on YouTube that you can, like, you know, Dolphins, Bears. And they had the whole broadcast, and the picture of it was just absolutely amazing, bro. I mean, it was just one of those things where I got the sound on, but I don't know what they did to clean up the video. But it's just crazy, bro, when you're watching it and they go up close and they show Danny. Yeah, dude. I mean,
That's from across the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Look at this. They cleaned it up and it looks so beautiful. I ended up watching the game.
The aquas are aquas. The blues are blues.
Look at that, man. Even
the field looks good.
And by the way, they have the whole game edited. So it's just the game. And it's just all the highlights in the game, but no fluff, no commercials, no nothing. And, you know, it just, wow, it was magical. And watching it on a 70-inch screen was so fun yesterday. So I did that yesterday just to have a little fun and watching Steve Fuller and the Bears trying to beat the Dolphins. That was awesome, man.
That night was meant to be, man.
Yeah.
They're meant to be the only 17-0.
I mean, it was so clear that I said to myself, you know what? I gotta try to find myself in the stands, because I was behind the visitors bench. That's where our seats were. We got a little super chat action coming in. Ray Grulon. Ray, thank you, my brother. He sends in with a sticker, too. He puts number one fan on there. Thank you, Ray, man. Thank you for your super chat. Thank you for your Darth Vader, Pop Darth Vader. Is that how we call it, Pop? Because it says Pop? pop Darth Vader. That thing is so cool, man. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. You guys are going to end up, like, filling up the damn studio, and I'm not going to be able to... I've got to get creative to fit a couple other things that I want to get in there into the whole picture. So, yesterday, yeah, I watched a little bit of that, and it was amazing to watch the video quality of it, and I was so happy that somebody cleaned it up like that. That was actually cool. So I had a little fun.
Watched it, but not like that.
Oh,
that's
like, right.
That's watching it new again.
Right, right. It just really makes everything that much sweeter when you're able to watch it like that, man. You know? So 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, that's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, what the F? Krause made all the moves once he became the GM after Reinsdorf bought the team. Yes, MJ was there, but all his moves were beyond genius, starting with trading with Seattle for Pippen, then trading Oakley and hiring Phil as an assistant, not getting rid of Tex, and understanding the triangle was best offense for them, and firing Collins and hiring, making Phil the coach. Yes, in the end, it was bad, but 6-for-6, definitely Hall of Fame worthy, and you can't argue no matter what your narrative is. Yes, I have no problem with that, but he had that run, and then it was over. And so he was a genius for a certain amount of time. He had that golden touch, but he couldn't make the playoffs after that. You know what I mean? So it proved that he wasn't a great GM like Pat Riley's been a great GM, okay? Pat Riley in 20, well, if you add the Knicks too, even though he didn't make all the decision with the Knicks, but let's just say the 25 years with the Heat, with all the different teams that he's won with, it shows you what a great GM he is. And championships with two different types of teams, playoffs appearances with all kinds of teams. That to me is what a great general manager is all about. So, yes, of course, Jerry Krause deserves a ton of credit for what he did with the Bulls for the short amount of time. But he is not – I can't look at him as a great GM because I didn't see him do it for a long period of time. He had a great run is what he had. There's no doubt about it. Big old DeShone Kizer was a bust in the second round and no thanks to the Browns, and I think he was thrown to the Wolves too soon. Maybe. But that's why the Browns are a bad franchise, because they do stupid things like that, just like the Dolphins in years past. They did a lot of stupid things too, and they just didn't understand how to build teams. These guys are actually building it the right way. That's where it changes, at least in my eyes. That's where this whole thing actually changes. I told you we're going to have Kurt Heelan on at 1:30 to talk a little basketball with him. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know if you guys saw what I would call a disturbing piece by Dame Lillard. And Dame is not happy about the possible way they're going to come back to the NBA. And so he says he's only returning to the NBA if his team is given a legitimate shot at the playoffs. Lillard is threatening to sit out games if the NBA won't guarantee the Trailblazers a true opportunity for the playoffs to return. He says, I'm not going to be participating. I'm telling you that right now, the superstar guard told Yahoo Sports in a phone interview, and you can put that crap in there. The NBA has been kicking around the idea of shortening the regular season for its comeback, reportedly eyeing a possible plan for a few regular season games followed by the playoffs. But Lillard says that just isn't going to fly with him, because if Portland, which is 3.5 games out of the eighth spot, all right, doesn't get a fair shake, he's out. He says, if we come back and they're just like, hey, we're adding a few games to finish the regular season, and they're throwing us out there for meaningless games, and we don't have a true opportunity to get into the playoffs, I'm going to be with my team because I'm part of the team, but I'm not going to be participating. He goes, if they come back and say it's something like a tournament playing style between the number 7 and 12 seed and we're playing for playoff spots, then I think that's perfect. The NBA has yet to set a date. Now, let me tell you something. This is where – here's where Dame Lillard starts to lose me as a fan. Okay, first of all, dude, you guys had a pretty good year last year and you choked like dogs in the playoffs. If I'm correct, last year they had a terrible run in the playoffs, right? And so now your team, again, has pretty decent talent. I know you haven't gotten your regular center back, that you've got Whiteside. But the fact is, you haven't played well enough to be in the playoffs. So why should I have any sympathy for you? That's the part I don't understand. When does Dame Lillard actually look in the mirror and say, well, you know, me and CJ haven't done enough to get this team in the playoffs? So if there's only a couple games, that falls on you, dude. You didn't get it. You didn't get your team in the playoffs. Don't blame the NBA. Don't blame the NBA, who's adjusting to a pandemic. Meanwhile, mothers and fathers and businessmen and all kinds of business people are adjusting to a pandemic. And they're doing things that they normally wouldn't do. And their businesses are adjusting in ways they normally wouldn't adjust. So Dame Lillard is not willing to adjust with whatever everyone else has to do. And the rules that everyone else lives by. Because last time I checked, whatever they decide in the NBA, it's all 30 teams. It's not only Portland. There isn't any special rules for Portland. We're not making Portland do something that nobody else has to do. Everybody else has to. You know what I compare it to? Our beloved Panthers. And the Panthers got lucky that they put together a 24-team format, and that's, you know, the only way that a Dale Talon team can make the playoffs. I get it. You got to have 24 of the 31 teams so you can have a play-in tournament there. But if hockey wanted to allow the top 16 and they said, you know, we're only going to have a couple games to fine-tune and then we start the playoffs with the top 16 and the Panthers are out, that's their damn problem, dude. So I'm not treating Portland any different than I would treat our own team. But I find Lillard to be a little bitch whining and complaining about that. When, if your team's not in the top, I mean, come on, man. 16 teams make the playoffs. If you can't be a top 8 seed in your own conference in that league or in hockey, then you got nothing to complain about, man. Because that's a boatload of teams that are making the playoffs. When 16 of 30 teams are making the playoffs, that's a lot, ladies and gentlemen. It's way too much as it is. And Dame Lillard he thinks he's Nico Toscani, that he's above the law. Because it's not satisfactory to him that the league has to adjust. Everybody has to play by our rules, by the same rules. We all have to just, hey, it's a pandemic. There's a lot of people doing a lot of things they don't want to do. And there's a lot of people that can't do anything. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of them are watching us right now and listening. They would love to work, and they can't work. They would love to have an opportunity to go earn a little extra money so they can put a little more food on the table so they can maybe pay some bills because now they're falling behind in the rent 2-3 months. They're falling behind in car payments. They're falling behind in credit card payments. And this is not a time to be complaining about pretty much anything. Right now, whatever opportunities you may have, be blessed to have those opportunities. So Damian Lillard, let me tell you something, dude. Be blessed that you're making millions to play a basketball game. And if they have a play-in tournament or not, whether you're in or you're not, you're gonna live a great life. Be blessed, bro. There's a lot of people out there that are going through some tough times. I mean, in fact, most of us are going through tough times. We grind our show every day. We got a fraction of the sponsors that we had. Why? Because, unfortunately, they all closed. What are you going to do? But we're going to stay loyal to our sponsors, and they'll be back eventually, and, you know, and hopefully you'll be loyal to our sponsors who stay loyal to us. But that's the part of this adjustment. Yeah, both of us aren't making the same kind of money we were making before. It's not going to stop us from working. It's not going to – we're appreciative that at least we still get to do this. And that's what I think Lillard is not. I don't think Lillard's appreciative enough of where he is and what he's doing to say, oh, I'm not going to play. You're going to pull a Scottie Pippen. Dane Pippen. Is that what we're going to call you now? I'm just saying, Dane Pippen. Damian Pippen. Okay. All right. I mean, hey, listen. It worked out for Scottie, right, Damian? Just want to remind you that. You know, 30 years later, Scottie, he gets praised all the time for sitting out. He never gets criticized. You know, and you know what, Damian? Don't worry about sitting out on your team. People will forget about it. They won't write about it. They won't do anything. Don't worry about it, bro. You can sit out. People will forget. They won't ever bring it up again. Trust me. Ask Scotty. He's living a happy life. He loves it. You know? He sat out. He'll do it again, too, by the way. Okay? Just want to say, Damian, you know, if you want to be Damian Pippen, enjoy yourself, my brother. Have fun. VSS West Pines is a proud sponsor of our program. We love Jose and all the great people out there, folks. All your CBD needs, get down there, man. Get down there. Take advantage. Tell them that Big O sent you. Tell them you heard it here on the show, whether it's flower, tinctures, edibles, a women's face mask. My wife uses it all the time. CBD topicals, salve for pain, transdermal patches for inflammation, stress. There's a lot of stress going on right now. CBD. Remember, it's not a drug. Okay? It's the medicinal side of the plant. It's all legal, 100% legal. So it's not like you got to walk into VSS West Pines and you're like looking around. Is anybody watching me? No, that doesn't go on. Okay, it's nice and legal. You can call them 954-613-3367. And like I told you, Spencer's and Barefoot Mailman meet CBD. That's basically what VSS West Pines is. 12397 Pembroke Road. Go to the website, vsswestpines.com. You can even order by phone at 613-954-613-3367. You can have curbside pickup if you want, or you can get off with your mask and go in there and pick whatever you need, folks. Make sure you tell Jose and all the great people Big O sent you. 12397 Pembroke Road. It's VSS West Pines.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.